Hello and welcome to the Inner Take podcast. My name is Ramon Gardella and I'm your host. The Inner Take is a podcast for musicians, a space to talk about what happens inside us when we make music, the thoughts and feelings that shape how we play. I will share my experience as a musician, what I've learned along the way, and I will talk to other musicians about their journey. This podcast is not about technique, it's about what happens inside us when we make music. So, if you are a musician, stay right there. Welcome to The Inner Take. Let's begin. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to The Inner Take podcast. This is the episode number 3. And first of all, I want to really, really thank you for your messages, for getting in touch with me. People who said, hey, great that you are talking about it. Finally, someone is talking about it and shared me their stories. So I'm very, very lucky and I'm very grateful. And I want to really thank you again for being there and listening to me. So in this episode number 2, we are going to go deeply on very important things that I learned in my process and helped me a lot to understand what happened with us musicians. Let's say that we musicians, we spend a lot of time in a recording studio kind of process. And I don't mean being literally in a recording studio. I mean the way we prepare and present things. So how we play for a teacher, how we play in a concert, how we prepare for a rehearsal, for an audition, for a competition. Everything we present has to be as good as possible, or at least the best we can do. And I like that idea much more than the word perfect. So, and these are, let's call them the exhibition venues, places and contexts where musicians perform for someone else. And please remember this because it's going to be essential in this podcast. The exhibition venues, places and contexts where musicians perform for someone else. So if we compare what a studio recording session is with how we prepare for these exhibition venues, we usually work like this. We play, we listen, we fix, and we play again. So we repeat this process again and again, over and over, until we reach what we call the final take. And this is the version we want to present in concert, rehearsal, class, auditions, and so on. So the versions we want to present in an exhibition venue. Of course, there are many exceptions to this where this process doesn't really apply. Because, for example, I'm practicing, but I don't know how to get better. I don't know how this passage should sound. I just repeat the passage until I'm tired of it. And these are the things we are going to work in future episodes, and I will share with you also some advice based on my own experience and what helped me in situations like this. So let's say our music is well taken care of in this recording studio kind of process we are in. We are listening deeply, we adjust our technique, we improve passages, we improve our music, and we deliver the best version we can. I mean, sounds great so far. But let me ask you something, and this is a very important question, and I'm going to say it slow. What is a musician? What is really a musician? And so the definition that I'm going to use in this podcast, the Inner Take, and in mental notes, is a musician is a person who needs or wants to express themselves through sound. Very important things we say twice. A musician is a person who needs or wants to express themselves through sound. So, for many of you, this may sound obvious, right? You say a musician, yeah, of course, is a person. But the most important word in this sentence, and especially for this episode of The Inner Take, Episode 2, is the first one. A musician is a person with all the good things and difficult things. A musician is a person. So, and then we arrive at the problem that I want to put on the table in this episode. In this constant recording studio process we live in, where we said we play, we fix, we play again, we record, we have this version. We take care of the musician we are. But where is the person? We said a musician is a person. We are taking care of the musician. But where is the person? Who is taking care of the person? And when I say person, I mean all the things a human being lives today that don't have much to do with music. All the things that a person is. So the real question now is, what is happening to my person while I'm playing music? I know this is a simple question, but it isn't. It sounds simple, but it's really very complicated. And in all the formal training studies of music, we take care of the musician and we don't take care of the person. So let me tell you some experience I had during my years of training in Buenos Aires and later in Germany. I really don't remember much experiences that deal with personal topics inside musical environments. I do remember one, my former percussion teacher in Argentina, who once told me, hey, go to concerts and listen a lot of music, and if it's possible, not percussion. You will learn more from other instruments. And at that moment, I didn't really understand it. I said, okay, why not percussion? And years later, I did. And listening to a lot of kind of music and to players who weren't or are not always percussionists, but they play other instruments, this helped me develop my sensitivity when I listening to music. And for example, I remember being at Colón Theater, Teatro Colón, in Buenos Aires, listening to Marta Argerich playing Mozart, and I was really crying. Or, I don't know, I was with my sister on vacation in Porto, in Portugal, and we came down a street at the center of the city, and then I started hearing this very famous Brazilian song, which I loved, and there was this guy singing it, and I was so moved. And then I realized, okay, what my teacher told me was not like for my musician, but for my person. So I am so grateful for that advice, and this is also an advice that I give to my students, because it helped me become a more sensitive person. And sensibility is something that I really value. So what I want to say here is, we were often taught to focus only on the musician. We learned to focus ourselves on the musician, and we forgot about the person. Always technique, always improvement, always performance, always winning or losing, what is right, what is wrong, repertoire, auditions, getting this place in that orchestra. And little by little, we forgot our personal side, our inner side, because there was just no space for it, and nobody really took care of it. So if we go back to our definition, a musician is a person who needs or wants to express themselves through sound. If I leave my person behind, what am I actually expressing? And don't worry, because this is a big topic and we'll go deeper into this question in future episodes. So the inner take, the name of this podcast, is all this information about ourselves that doesn't get recorded. It lives inside us and often has no place yet. And this space and mental notes exist to help you, to help us to take care of the person we are, to listen to what our body and mind are trying to tell us, and to understand the emotional context we are living while making music. And just like we do with music, we will talk, we will listen, and see where it takes us. The very, very big difference is this: we are not here to judge. We are not here to erase and record again. And that's one of the most positive things about the inner take. And let me tell you, from my experience, I can say this with a lot of confidence. Integrating these aspects, these personal aspects, into your life as a musician will make you a much better one. And even more important, it will help you connect more deeply with what you want to express through sound. And one step further, your inner take, what you are as a person, is what makes you unique. So we know that many people can play the same music, but only you, who you are, makes the difference. So please remember this. If something in this episode resonated with you, I invite you to take a look at Mental Notes. The link is in the description. There you'll find texts, videos, and short resources that can help you explore these ideas further, and most importantly, space to talk about them. Thank you for taking the time to listen to me. See you next time. Take care of yourself. Bye.